Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
I'm not Hasidic or if that's even the right word, but like I like the idea of spreading it out over. I could do it in 5 crazy nights. I don't need 8.
Yeah, it's just like spread it out throughout the year.
2 days is ridiculous. I mean, freaking ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Ridiculousness.
I mean, Christmas Eve is like a made-up thing just to, you
it's
know.
It's a douche, too.
That's Summers. Yeah. Did they make a Christmas version? Make you smell like peppermint down there? And she's just looking at me in a weird way.
Lube, but that's all. There's the minty kind of lube, I think.
Okay.
That's kind of cooling, but I don't think you want to
Oh, Lord.
Smell
I don't
it.
Want to be with a woman who needs some cooling.
Was it hot?
It's hot. I need some.
Store.
Go sit in a bowl of ice cubes.
If it gets hot down there, you have cooling lube.
Is that what Robert Plant was talking about? You need cooling? I'm not feeling
You need cooling? No, he was a mechanic at the time, and he was looking under someone's hood.
That's what it was.
You need cooling?
I don't know.
We'll change your oil in 5 minutes.
You ain't got to get out of the car.
I got to beg the guys I go to now to check the pressure in the tires. And it's longer than 5 minutes.
Oh, is it?
I'm like, please get the air pressure this time. We got you, dude. I don't need to see my air filter every time I come here.
And, you know,
I know you plant leaves in it anyway.
I was going to say. Like, do I, you know, next time, and I have no reason not to trust them, but like, you should make a little mark on your air filter before you go in to see if the one, because I don't go pull it out before and look. I really don't. And, you know, there's, first off, I'm like, where'd that leaf come from? I don't have them kind of trees. Where's that?
I caught them on one of their tricks.
Oh, yeah.
They checked my battery health, and he's like, looks like you're barely at half, and I just bought the battery the week before.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, okay. I get what you're doing here.
That sucks.
You got your gimmicks. You're like the guy who used the old used car guy used to tell me, hey, you get a tire, you flip the white wall around. Put the more wear on the inside so they can't see it.
Well, you know, what was that?
He might have had a gimmick to roll back an odometer, too. I don't know.
You know, that's something that they don't do anymore. I mean, they probably make it specialty, but what, white walls? But then, like, people didn't like the white walls, so they turned them inside out. Was that like rebellion, or was that just a look?
I don't know, actually.
I'm gonna put my white walls on the inside out. God bless it. What's your crisscross? We're going to wear our clothes backwards. That's how we're going to stick out.
Wiki.
Yeah. We're like, man, everybody tried to do that because we were kids when they came up. And they're like, we can't wear our stuff like that.
Well,
you tried to like, go to school,
felt
sir.
Weird.
Back to the Future 2 told us like there's going to be fashion trends in the future that you know you might have to go along with, like pulling your pockets out. And, you know, they said, pull your pockets out. That's the new trend. And that always bothered me. I was like, well, where do you put your stuff? And then I'm like, there's no stuff now.
No.
Like, there's no need for – I mean, I carry one. Most people do. But the thought of a wallet, you know, it's like, what do you need a wallet for?
Oh, you're carrying a wallet as a kid and then there was nothing in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
You slid a rubber in there to try to look cool.
God, I heard this freaking great story. It's very anecdotal and may entertain you. I don't know, but I was reading a thing the other day about Social Security numbers and how people, you know, for the longest time, which is a great song. I don't know if you've ever heard it or not.
For the longest.
Who sings that?
Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah, he does. I was thinking it was older than him for some reason.
Well, I think it was a remake. I think he probably stole it from one of those great Motown artists. Or not stole it, but...
Marvin Berry.
They took out their pockets to show people in the alleys that they had no money so they would not rob him. I think that's what that real message was.
Or the joke that, have you ever kissed a rabbit between the ears?
Right.
Then you pull them both out?
Right. Poor rabbits. They do. They're the poster child for being horny, and also it's what those fictional bears always wipe with in those little jokes.
Gosh, you know? That's terrible.
Yeah.
So they give the one bear crap about not wiping good.
Well, you wipe with a rabbit, right?
Well, like you're a wipe shamer. That's not very cool.
Well, I mean,
wipe shamer.
It starts. That's the way apparently bears are raised, because you have to call both parents into the bathroom after you take a dump and show them your hiney's clean.
Plus, we know how. Do the bears do like the dogs and the cats, and they
drag their asses across the floor?
Oh, Lord.
That or kind of maintain themselves back there?
Yes.
Oh,
God.
Ugh. If they can reach it.
That's why they got them long necks. Giraffes love it.
That would suck.
Giraffes, they just like, I don't need to go out tonight. I'm just going to stay home and just...
clean.
I'm glad I'm not an
animal. Just
going to
look down on myself.
Do the floors.
I can look down on myself. I just can't go there.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Animals are gross, man, in that regard.
Yes.
Especially if they scratch themselves and just like, you know, just stare through Paul.
Yeah, man, and there's these little, like real farmers, like hardcore farmers will know, but there's these little, or maybe just people will know. I don't know.
Hardcore farmer.
Well, there's these, I want to call them mites, I don't know, but there's these, they're very small little flies, gnats or whatever, and they get around livestock. And,
like ball flies?
Ball flies?
Yeah. Like, is that where they hang out?
Oh, just all over, in the air around them and everything. So I noticed with one of the cows one day, it looked like he was having like a twitch in his leg. Like it was like muscle spasms or something. I was like, oh, God, maybe needs more water or something. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So I called the lady, the farm vet, and this makes sense. I laughed when she said it. It makes sense. So they can't reach up and swat away at the gnats, otherwise they would fall over. So they shake a muscle in their leg, and that kind of makes the gnats get away from them.
Oh, that makes sense.
But, yeah, so think about, like, it's near its face, and it picks up its freaking leg to wipe it away, and it just falls over. It makes sense. I laughed when she said it.
I don't know how they get back up to sleep or when they wake up.
They don't, mine don't, they don't, they lay into hay. They don't like lay down flat on the ground. They just kind of like fall over on the hay.
That's crazy. I'll
see if I can bring them, well, they're up already now.
Do you have you got that lady on retainer, I guess, the vet?
No, she has all her original teeth.
Shout out Invisalign.
No, she's
endorsements available.
She's a. She tried to get me to buy those blue light laser things you put on the horse's teeth to make them brighter. I was like, oh, those are just for people.
On the horse teeth.
Damn.
But no, it's she's a former vet. I will say, or veterinarian. She may have served too. I don't know. But she has a farm nearby, and she just does kind of, you know, it's all on the up and up though. But it's only $20. Really?
Talk to her about some Special K. No, from a horse.
No, you want that Special S? What you want?
What's the OD?
I'll have one of those later.
No, I was talking about semen.
Oh God.
Well,
Hey, that's a clinical word.
It's just trigger a flashback to Paige.
I know. You see her, she's like a cow with mites near her arm. She just kind of shuddered a little bit, like, oh.
Do it, Paige. I thought that'd get you kind of going.
Roll the R's. Ah, don't do it, Paige.
I thought they'd get her pepped up a little bit.
No, we had a stud horse. He was an a-hole. I don't want to say any of that.
Did he buck you off?
No, I wasn't allowed near him. He would bite people. Kick.
So you didn't ever, you know, like help facilitate a sampling?
I did not. No. He would rape horses. They would scream.
Wow.
Leo Darkfur.
Jesus. You didn't hear me. I said nay.
Get off me.
Nay means nay. It really does. Oh my God!
I didn't know if you like
life on the farm.
That's
because somebody has to hold the you know prosthetic to secure the sample, right?
I don't know.
I know that based on Jackass only.
What
they put that sheath thing on there?
Yeah, they do.
They told Paige to walk over there and take your shirt off. Yeah, stand in front of the horse.
At work for the horse. Because I was 10 years old at the time.
You have to get you have to get dirty magazines that are about the size of like poster boards, and you got to sit there and turn the pages for the horse.
Like a little mare with a big butt.
And he's like, come on, Wilbur. I want to do it myself.
Wilbur.
You'll fall over, though, if you. And trust me, you need both hands.
Oh, no.
Just hold up a picture of a horse piece.
You'd have to walk around like Zorro's damn.
Stop, Leo. It hurts.
No.
Jesus.
Who is Leo? You know, we have a cat named Leo. That's strange.
I remember Leo Darkmoor.
He's a Taurus, oddly enough.
This took a turn.
It's too early. It's too early. It's dramatic.
What the hell I'm doing here?
But it's a pretty foal that's coming out. You should be happy.
Oh, me so horsey. Hey, your place or mine? your star or mine? Oh.
So
strong
hot.
Thoroughbred type. I like that.
I don't know if he's laughing at the end or what.
Like your
it sounds
legs.
Like you're trying to crank an old car. That horse does.
It sounds like a ghost.
Like it's turning over right here. I won't turn over all the way. Hold on. Let me pump the gas a little bit. Okay. Nah, dang it. It won't turn over, Paige.
Yeah, baby. Bite me on the back more.
We got it. I got to kick her in the gut with my spurs. Come on. Come on, baby. Turn over. Daddy's got to get to Silver Dollar City. I gotta be at the OK Corral at high noon.
Oh God!
Damn it! Wait a minute. That's old. That's Rafe Hollister. He's got rabies.
You got the pigs out there too.
That's even worse. Talking about being bored.
You leave the law out of this.
Oh my gosh!
It's like a Charlotte's Web soundboard over here.
Stop!
I knew I should have went to Pet Boy. There was just one way back then, and then he invited the two brothers to join him.
This is
Tony Pep. He started it all.
I love the two different bits going on here. You're starting a car, and she's getting hard by a horse.
No, not at all. I didn't like the horse. I stole his feed, gave it to the nicer horses. He was just a jerk.
He stole his feed and gave it to the other horses.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
He was like the giddy feed.
So did you? No, I'm not making fun of. And I'm not even comfortable saying the word itself. So but I can't say the R word because most people would think something worse than even that.
They think Arnie Grape.
But let's say when these male horses were taking advantage of these female horses, did you see this happen?
I saw it a few times, but I left.
I'm trying to in my mind think like. Imagine because they don't have arms. I mean, they just have legs.
Imagine you have a mare, and you put her in.
His name's Knox White.
You put her in a trailer and drive her across town and stick her with this horse. She'd be a little traumatized, don't you think?
I'm not sticking her.
Well, literally.
She's going to be traumatized.
She was traumatized, and I felt bad for her.
What do you think a quinceañera is? I mean, come on.
Don't the horses have a back and forth before they?
No, there's no romance.
I mean, like,
they don't get to run around a field and, like, you know, frolic and spend a whole weekend together. No.
Well, does she run away from him? Or is she just
pretty much.
Up?
Is there any hay bale talk?
I don't know.
So
it's a stud service, is what you're getting.
So I didn't know if they just got the sample or if they just actually hooked them up.
I don't really know.
So why do they call it a diamond stud earring? Like, why? That's
a good question.
Word stud. You're a stud.
Big John stud?
Like, yeah, Big John stud.
I can't answer that.
Well.
Because I have diamond stud earrings that don't have a negative connotation whatsoever in my life.
They're not they don't have a negative connotation.
Like the horse does. If I think of a horse in that situation, it's negative. But diamond earrings are pleasurable because that's my birthstone.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Talking
now,
about triggers.
There you go. Oh, that's a horse's name.
Yeah.
Yeah. You imagine? There's. Oh, man. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. Guys, I have problems. It's FOF line. I got problems with my neighbors. First off.
It's coming.
I got horses. He thinks I'm over here trying to crank a car when my horse starts to get on. He won't start. So his horse is coming over here taking advantage of my lady horse.
Oh, we got audio of that, too.
Oh, stop tape.
Stop tape.
I mean, chickens aren't really that much nicer either. Like
no, that's so, very horrific. I mean, like, and then also the thing about how they try to hide their eggs, some of them, you know, and the thought of that is, I mean,
it's not Easter.
Imagine you're a pregnant woman. And yeah. And you pop that kid out. Hey, pop that kid out, baby.
Hey, pop that kid out.
And then all of a sudden, these giants are going to come in wearing overalls and having beards and maybe having a corn cob pipe in their mouth. In their mouth. Yeah. You know. And they're coming in and they're moving that bedding over around, you know, the straw. And they're taking that baby from you. And they're going to go inside and eat that baby. It's like some kind of Saturn kind of thing.
You know what happens after that when it's just them two? This happens.
Hey, how's it going? Good, and you? Wanna got a place?
Nice.
I got a stall.
You got a stall?
I got a bathroom stall.
You know what?
We're going to get busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I've never seen horses.
I must forewarn you, though, my big nose will tickle your rear.
I've never seen same-sex horses go at it.
Nor would you.
Like, do they know that?
Oh, they're very territorial.
Really?
A stud?
You talking about two dude horses or two? I could
either
see
or.
Lady
so
horses.
So bad you've
got
to cut the you know what off a horse to have them with to be with other ones. It's got to be gilded.
Yeah, but like they don't really care if it's a...
They'll fight.
Like, they don't care if it's like... They want something to get them off.
Dominate, yeah.
You've seen horses fight?
Oh, God, all the time.
Are they like, you know...
They'll bite each other on the neck and kick each other.
Are they like fully staffed when they fight, if you know what I'm saying?
Why, I oughta.
Like, as though they have some kind of sword sheathed ready to go.
It's not like they have, okay, you be there.
On guard!
You be there at noon and we'll duel. It's just, it starts at the barn and it goes all the way through the field and they're kicking each
they
other.
They actually ride the farmers across yes. toward each other and joust that way. Like the horses ever, ride the farmers.
You're like this.
You ever fought with an HO before? Like, that'd be hard.
A hoe? No, I've dodged beer bottles coming at my head. I caught a beer can upside the head one time.
You ever fought with a hard rock, something that rhymes with it? So is that what these horses are doing?
Probably not.
Fighting with hard rocks?
Like I said, you don't have too many males around the females.
That's unfortunate.
A, they get pregnant, and he don't want, you know, just average horses.
Yeah, but don't you think, like, so I could see if that were to be, like, if there were homosexual horses. Let's get that trending on that hashtag.
Homosexual horses. Though.
I would think they'd be more lesbian horses than male horses.
It seems easier to facilitate, right?
Yeah, but even then, like, what are they doing? Bumping ponytails?
Pretty close.
They're just know. Sitting there doing like the disco dance where you just butt you sit there and hit butts together. That was the easiest dance ever. I was too late for that. Did you play music yet or no?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay. All right.
Gay animals. That's a good question.
Yes. Thank you. Heterosexual horses or homosexual horses? Which side do you stand on?
They can identify however they want. Mayor Gelding.
How do you vote?
Nay.
I'm a mayor.
No, you're not. You were a HOA president at one point, but you've never been a mayor. No. If you ran, though, I'd mayor. Be your campaign manager.
Regina.
Come on. We can't get down there to vote, though.
I wouldn't want that responsibility ever.
All right. Some stuff that we'll do today. For instance, damn, Mattman, you're making me feel old. We'll be doing that today. And then also getting your phone calls on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-774-0093. You can also text that same number, 1-800-774-0093. The... almost.
Oh, man. Yeah, almost. I know where you're going. Bit his habit, you know.
No, I almost said the TSL, because you remember we did the TSL question today?
Oh, yeah, we had stuff to give away.
The TLCmotor.com phone lines. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, this person will be sentenced on Friday on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, and prosecutors are asking the judge to give him 11 years in prison. Find out what's up next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Nice knowing you, Neil Koloff. You're Russian.
They would extradite him back to Moscow, I
think. If they should.
Yeah.
Put him in a boat. Sit him there.
Uncle Nikita would hide him under the floor or in the attic.
Straight to the gulag, buddy.
Why not just go hide in the closet? He's been there for years. All right, headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric this morning. Ooh. All right, then.
Na-na-na-na.
Make them say.
All right, so let's talk about going to court and being sentenced.
Boo.
Well, Diddy gets sentenced on Friday, and this is what the prosecutors are asking for. They want him to spend 11 years behind bars.
Yeah, right.
They say a significant term will act as a deterrent and show that even the rich and powerful aren't above the law.
When have you ever known a long-term celebrity jail sentence?
Yeah, not
like even with the first one that Epstein had, like he would, maybe I'm wrong, but did he not like go and report there at night and like sleep there and then get up the next morning and go out and do his business? Like he was sleeping there. Not the time when he, air quote, ended his life. I'm talking about the first one he had.
That is crazy how they'll work that out. Let you go on the weekends to serve your time.
Yeah.
But you can work during the week.
Yeah.
It seems kind of...
very strange.
So
I never realized this song broke down to this, like...
Oh, yeah, because usually, you know, they're into the next case, right?
The guy on the bongos is like, hurry up and start, man. I'm going to get arthritis bongoing out this whole song.
So the judge denied to toss the conviction. So he will face charges... And there's a huge factor. There's the prostitution thing that the judge is not going to, you know, acquiesce and get rid of. It's because he's not above the law. and he could get more than 11 years, but that's what they're saying. He's looking at 11 years.
Does he have any leverage on anybody he can, you know, use to flip?
You know? I think the layers of that are so deep, but so is the speculation that you just wish, yeah. like, just wish it would just be released. So there's no, like, gray area out there. Because it is, I mean, look, I'll say it. It's weird that that hasn't been released. I mean, you know it is. It's just...
And not only that, the prosecutors want him to face more than 11 years in prison. And their argument is that he deserves a steep sentence for physically and mentally abusing his girlfriends and employees or anybody who worked with Diddy for years.
Yeah.
Did he have to, like, you know, pay any kind of restitution? Because I kind of wonder what his financial situation is.
Yeah, well. I don't know. I mean,
All I know in the case is that he's looking, they're seeking a maximum fine of $500,000. If that's encompassing of all the people.
I feel like that's 50 bucks to you and me.
Well, yeah, but over the all the different people and stuff, like that's nothing.
Yep.
Man.
So 11 years and I can't, this is not federal too, right? I don't think it's federal. Yeah, it is, because you couldn't have cameras in court. So there's no parole for federal crimes. You'd have to serve 80%, I believe, or 85%.
But, like, do you really think that will happen, though? You think he's going to be like Cosby?
I don't know, man. They say when it comes to, like, these federal, like, courts, they really don't care who you are. Like, state, maybe. Now, look, I'm basing this off all the mob guys I've heard about that went to federal prison.
Yeah. This all just depends on, like, that gray area out there that we don't know of who's – it's all about somebody's got something on you and you got something on them and that thing. And now when you find out, like, it's countries doing that and they're militarizing this blackmail stuff. Yep. I feel, anyway, I think it all, which is very strange, but I really feel like it has to.
So I've seen a couple former prisoners on TikTok talking about this, and they're like, he's, you know, you should go to a camp. That's where you want to go. If you're in the federal system, you go to a prison camp. And it's like, you know, a lot easier life for you. And since I guess he would be considered nonviolent, is he didn't kill anybody, but it's probably Maybe. What he would get.
Yeah.
Something kind of kush.
Well.
Oh, he likes that kush. I heard he likes the tush, too.
A push.
With the sentence.
Tush pushing.
He's facing two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, and prosecutors, they're asking for more. But the reason why they want to do that is they want to effectively deter him and show the future victims that their abusers will be held accountable no matter their wealth or fame.
What would his career be after all this?
What is it now?
That's a good question.
I mean, like, what is the... I mean, I realize that he's broke a lot of people, you know, into the business and all that stuff. But by himself, I mean, never.
Would he still have that stroke after all this in the business?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, Hollywood would, you know, blackball him. He wouldn't be able to act anymore or anything like that, but... Music industry, like, I don't know if he still has friends, or I don't know how that works now. I feel like you don't need what you used to need to break.
Like the pyramid scheme or whatever? Like, yeah, where somebody had to get you on their label and it was like you were getting a franchise?
I feel like record labels would come after just like, let's look at the follower counts first and then go from there. 20 million? Okay, let's see who that is and try to sign them.
Yeah, but they're wise to the fake follower stuff too, though.
Yeah.
Which are, that's still, I see that sometimes, and I'm like, my God. Like, most people can see it and realize it. Like, you read the comments, it's like horribly broken English and just, you know, or just a bunch of emojis. Or like, can you send this to me? Can you share this? Like,
share this.
What do you think? I just shared it on my Instagram. You share it. Fake magazine Instagram.
Is this a real guy? He says, I want to take you to date.
I want to take you to date, but he spells date with a D and an 8.
It's like when you used to get the JCPenney scam of being a secret shopper, and they would spell it P-E-N-N-Y.
Okay.
Like, okay.
My mom did that a couple times. Not for that place, but for...
She was a secret shopper?
Secret shopper, yeah.
I feel like she'd give him a heads up, though, if she liked him.
That's one thing my mom was good at, and I think most moms are, and that's critiquing.
Yeah.
So she,
hey, baby.
Hey, mama. But that's what I was supposed to do.
She did her due diligence.
She was
thorough.
She went in, though. She was wearing, like, a trench coat and, like, an Inspector Gadget hat.
Yeah, she did.
And she just kept looking at all the employees going, shh.
Oh.
Secret.
No. If she was a secret shopper during the Burger King incident where she got that extra Whopper.
Oh.
Oh, she sent it back. She can't have that.
I wonder if she would have told on him, like... He gave me an extra.
He was trying to flirt with me. He gave me an extra Whopper.
Yeah, he did.
God.
On page in those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
The end cap's empty. You need to fill it up and block them up.
Man.
Oh, God.
God. One of my favorite stories about my mom is when we were at the Western Sizzler Steakhouse on Poinsett Highway. And that's where you had to wait in these lines, and there was, like, glass partitions between them. And... the best thing is when you're about to prank somebody and you tell everybody around you, watch this. And my mom saw this man and woman we went to church with getting out of their car. So my mom was going to stand by the window, put her nose on it, and do that thing where it makes it go up and make these funny faces in the window.
Yep.
So everybody's watching her. And then about halfway over there, my Aunt Brenda said, that ain't them. And my mom's sitting there putting her face on there, doing like the pig nose on the thing, and it wasn't Carl and Grace Satterfield. It
was not them. We were wondering, like, do we need to go in here?
Is this woman trying to say something to us? Like, don't come in?
Is this the adult daycare day?
Oh,
do we
man.
Need to come back?
Mm. Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
There's an interesting piece of memorabilia you might want to add to your collection. I'm kind of surprised this got... even, you know,
got
autographed.
Oh,
evidently, I guess you could send merch to the Vatican and secure a signature.
Oh,
which is very odd.
Wow.
So, today was coming up on the block. Get your checkbook, especially you Catholics. This might be something you can't go without.
You can do a tour of the underground Vatican.
Evidently, this is a lot of dignitaries like to sign baseballs.
Oh, yeah.
And non-athletes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one of the most infamous ones. It's a Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe signed baseball when they were together. And that's
where's that now?
I don't know. It sold for like a couple million bucks.
Well, I got two guesses who had it. It was either going to be Ken Golden or Brandon Steiner.
I was going to say one of those two probably handled it. All right, we're going to talk about balls next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Tie this in real quick. Do this little thing right here. This day in sports history, way back in 1975. Well, it was a boxing match with a very famous name.
Muhammad Ali.
Yes, sir. Who'd he beat?
Hootie. Darius Rucker.
Joe Frazier. God, 14 rounds.
Which time? Like, they fought, I think, three times, right?
This one is known as the Thriller.
Oh, Manila.
In Manila. Thriller in Manila.
You think they went there just like that's, I mean, that was strange. I don't know the boxing world then as far as like locations go, but like to go to the Philippines to have a boxing match, was that kind of like a Riyadh season kind of thing? Doom, 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 doom.
I don't know if it was that or were there some kind of boxing rules where they couldn't. Surely not, right? Back then, like New York and other ones were hosting.
Yeah.
Big fights. Ali was fighting in some of them.
You know, they invented the envelope over there in Manila. They really did.
You think they asked him where he wanted to fight? And he's like, I want to go to Manila.
I want to go to Manila.
And I'm going to knock somebody out.
Jove, Asia.
You reminded me of the story I saw that I think we should.
Joe Frazier was wearing a cowboy hat when I met him. It's so wild. It's so wild. And suspenders. It's so cool.
Who was it? Well, one of them was here, right? Like local, just kind of hanging out. Maybe it was Larry Holmes, I'm thinking of.
Oh, no. A boxer?
Yeah, some famous boxer that would be in and out of town here. I tell you the baseball sign by the Pope, the new Pope, the Chicago Pope.
Chicago Pope. Is that's a TV show, is it not?
I think it was. A good one, too, you can't find anymore for some reason. The value of the ball is above 10 grand, they think it will fetch at auction. Pope Leo XIV signed it. I'm not good with Roman numbers. So.
God, thank God there's not an H in the Roman numbers. Can you imagine it being Pope HIV? Let me ask you this. Is it going toward charity, or is it like somebody just happened to get this and now running right to the auction with it? Like it's,
Well, it says it came from the Randy Kaplan collection, which features signed baseballs from other leaders and heads of state. But it was obtained via the, it says, the diplomatic office of the Pope.
Oh, a favor.
They sent a baseball to the Vatican, and he signed it.
Oh, Lord. Watch that now.
Which
their mailman's going to... Of course, the Vatican mailman's already hated his job, I imagine.
Sure.
Like, that's the thing. Does the Pope...
More death threats.
The Pope's a man of the people, so does he feel obligated to sign whatever comes his way, or...
I don't know.
Does he realize how much his autograph could be worth?
I think, he's American. Anybody would realize that, but, I mean, he's Americanized to what an autograph is. There's also, and I remember seeing this too, there was a Ronald Reagan, Mikhail Gorbachev signed by both of them.
Raw?
You know, during the Berlin stuff. Not the band, the town.
I like how they'll take... The dual patches with dual autos, and it's, I saw one with De Niro and Pacino, dual autos on a card. Like how it goes to pop culture now, and not just sports.
I think that's really cool. We were talking about that off the air yesterday. Like getting autographed pictures now is kind of out of trend or whatever, I guess, because everybody wants to have cards.
Real cumbersome for a photo.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with it? If you can't put it on your phone, you didn't take it. Yeah. You hang it up in your room.
Shut up, man. I do that. And I don't do that in there.
That's weird.
I go to the mud room to do that.
We got here on that one.
That's gross.
He's in there like he was in the crowded Arsenio Hall show, whatever that hand gesture was.
I'll tell you real quick. Mahomes this past week tried to give his at the Giants game. Try to give his headband to a kid. Some woman took it from him. They found out who the woman was on X. She had to video an apology.
God, what is with these women?
What is their problem?
I don't know, but the kid's right there, and the kid says, you stole it from me. So she had to issue an apology and said she would get it to the kid. But if the kid were smart, he'd hold out for an autograph. You know Mahomes has seen it.
If they're not stealing sports memorabilia, they're taking their virginity. Stop it, women. Stop it.
She said both her and the boy's hands were on the headband. She thought it was meant for her. Really? You thought that, you know, Mahomes would throw it to you instead of a kid?
Did she also look like Rosie O'Donnell, like the other lady?
I don't think so, but I can look her up real quick and see if I can show you a picture.
I'm going to start wearing like a disguise when I go to sports events now, just in case like the kiss cam comes on or, you know, I'm stealing a kid's souvenir.
It's going to be hard to hide that beard, though, Dad. Yeah.
Oh, well.
She's a
how long's your legs?
She's a good looking blonde lady.
A good looking blonde lady.
I can see you with the wig and the big black beard.
I don't see her being anything.
Oh, Blackbeard. Bam,
bam,
lamb.
Oh, Blackbeard. Bam, lamb. Bam, lamb.
So this one hasn't taken off the way that one did.
Big and hairy.
Like,
yeah.
Did her parents or the kid's parents get involved like, you know, like that the kid's dad did?
I don't think so. It's just one of those situations where, you know, somebody filmed it and went to X. They found out who she was. Said she was going to send the headband back to the kid because she did keep it. But she doesn't look like anything that would, you know.
She's just going to sit somewhere.
Draw like Pat's ire, if you know what I'm saying.
Just give it to the kid.
You thought it was like when Elvis would take off his scarf and give it to a woman in the front row, but it was like.
She thought that. She thought he was giving it to her.
What a fool.
I know. Elvis used to throw, like Tom Jones would throw his underwear at women, right?
Yeah.
At the concert.
My mom has a scarf from Elvis.
Dude. So he had bunches of them, though.
I have it. It's in my.
It's got his initials down in the corner and then the TCB in the other corner.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I mean, they're cool, but he had a bunch of them.
Let's go rob
pizza. Yeah, he would just throw them out to the audience.
They got
to
be worth something.
Friend that, the son of a, think of it, especially, he was sweating like crazy. He'd probably clone the damn Elvis out of that.
And my mom saw him at his biggest before he passed away in Vegas.
Oh, the concert with the white jumpsuit? Yeah.
What? Your mom was... Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Vegas, because we were moving back to California at that point.
I thought I saw those jugs in the crowd, Mama.
And it's really weird that my grandmother drove with us to take my mom back to California, and then I flew back that summer, and that's when... I think he passed before that or around that
time. Is there a chance Elvis is your dad?
I think so.
What was that, 77, 76 that he passed?
77, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Damn, that's got to be worth something. Do we need to call Gary Summers up? He ignored my emails, but
I'm just keeping it because I know that my mom. I don't want any money out of it. It's just something that I cherish.
What if it's worth like $50,000?
You know, that's real interesting because
it's not worth it.
Like I've got my mom's high school yearbooks now. They're in the archives. I should say I don't have
to a school that doesn't exist anymore.
But what do I do with it? Like, what do I do with it?
I know what you could do with it. You probably don't want to, but. A lot of people upload them to the internet sites, and then people search their old yearbooks.
Yeah.
But it's real tedious.
But that's her privacy. I don't think she wants that all over the place.
Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe either. Well, my mom was class president, oddly enough.
I'm a woman of the people.
But the yearbooks, I don't know that they signed them back then, because these are not signed at all. Or maybe she was not as popular as I thought.
The ones that actually, you know, end up being worth something, they'll sell. Like, you know, I went to school with a celebrity and they signed it. And they'll, you know, like I read about, you know, somebody who went to school with Don Henley who signed their yearbook. And obviously that's going to be worth a little bit of money. So they part with him that way.
Remember when I ran across this guy that used to work. I think it was, was it Jostens that made those two, the yearbooks?
Yeah, I think they did.
And he had a bunch of samples. He had a bunch. I've still got a couple of the Clemson ones. You've seen those from like. Back when Banks McFadden played there. But I had Bo Jackson's when he played at Auburn, like the actual yearbook. So he was at a show in LaLanna about 15 years ago. And I went up to get his autograph in the program, or in the damn yearbook.
Wouldn't Frank Thomas would have been in there too?
He was not. But, you know, college yearbooks are weird because a lot of the, like, football players and stuff, like, won't – do picture day. Like it's like they only play football there. But anyway, so 15 years ago, and you got to think now, what is Bo, like approaching 60s? Oh, no, he's got to be over.
He's got to be mid-60s, right?
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, he's like, are we classmates?
What?
And I'm like, no.
62.
1962 was when he was born?
No, he is 62.
Oh, he's 62. Okay.
He's got a birthday coming up in November.
Oh, I have to remember that. Yeah, I was like, hell no, man. I'm just going to get you to sign this, and I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to get these people called PSA to authenticate it. They didn't watch you sign it, but they're going to look across the thing here and charge me $80 to say you did.
They can assume you did, right?
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much. We will very excited to get someone in this room's opinion on something. The other person, I could care less what they think, but one particular person, I really want to know what they think about this. Now look at you both. Oh, you don't care what I think. You don't know which one I'm talking about yet. Huh?
Huh?
I'm trying to guess who it is.
I was trying to set him up.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.